first deck of Sukkah Mishnah Gimel Peyazel as Dodim Bnei Achamel Tachtev Bnei Anashah. If you spread over or immediately beneath the schach a sheet is potel, even if it's made of something that grows from the ground, but since it's processed and from the capital tumah, it's potel for schach. So if you put it there to protect from the sun or underneath to protect from the leaves that fall out, that is a potel sukkah, because the mica you have a sikuch of potel schach, even though you also have kosher schach, it's potel. Yeah, there is a sheet that holds that if you have full-fledged kosher schach and you put it on top, it is kosher. This is what the halacha says, that if it's raining and you put a piece of plastic over your sukkah, you should still sit in the sukkah. You go according to one sheet, you'll still be yoytzer. Oysha piris al gavya kinuf. There's one case, by the way, that the sheet is kosher if you're doing it to decorate the schach and it's next to the schach, it's not hanging low down, then it's not part of the schach. A piris al gavya kinuf. A kinuf is, you have a canopy that you have, it's like a bed that has four rods, two on the by the legs, two by the head, and you have a canopy over that. That's considered also a separate sikuch and it's potel, because this is a canopy made out of cloth which is separating between you and the schach. One can, and naklita mita is talking about when you don't have a full canopy, you just have one pole on the leg and one pole on the front, so it goes like a tent. It comes to a point on top, and since it comes to a point on top, it's not considered a gag b'shnei atzmoy. The nice lipaskin l'chumra that is only talking about a case where you don't have 10 tefachim height in this canopy. But if you have less than 10 tefachim height and it comes to a point on top and within 3 tefachim over the top, it's not the width of a tefach, when you have all those conditions, then it's kosher. There are opinions that are making one say that it has other conditions and it is more than 10 tefachim, it's also kosher.